Hello, National Prison Radio listeners. I am here with Dr. Rowan Williams. For those of you who may not know, this man is the Archbishop of Canterbury. As someone who's come to prison on, regrettably, several occasions, I noticed that people tend to grab hold of spirituality and religion when they come to prison or when they're in bad times, suddenly they want a prayer. Do you think that is something that we need in our lives more? Do you think religion needs to be in our lives a lot more?
Sure, because, as you say, it's no good if you're just reaching for it when there's a crisis. It's a long-term thing. It's about growing up as a person, and that's a really long-term investment. So that means, I think, that bad times and good, you need to have some kind of some way of connecting with your own inside, and some way of connecting, I'd say, as a Christian, with God, some way of connecting with what's bigger than you and will carry you through the bad times. So that means, day by day, week by week, just make the time, make the space to make those connections.
Do you think that prison should be strictly about punishment or about, do you think, the rehabilitation? How do you see prison?
You're bound to think of prison as having an element of punishment. There's a kind of debt to pay, a score to settle, if you like. But if you stop there, I think it's really disastrous. Prisoners are human beings. They're citizens. They've got rights as citizens. They need to be helped to become real members of society with the freedom to do what citizens do. And they've got choices to make. And to me, one of the most important things that a good prison service can do is focus on what the choices are you've got to make. And if you focus entirely on punishment, you don't think about those choices. You think, right, here and now, in this rather confined setting, how do you help people see the choices that are going to make a difference? And I think that's really what the prison service should be aiming at. Can you help people take more of their own authority, their own freedom, their own capacity, and go out with it and do something creative with it?
Do you think prison's working?
I'm not really convinced at the moment. I think, prisons are overcrowded. There are, I think, a lot of crimes that have custodial sentences that don't really need custodial sentences. We need to build up a lot more with restorative justice, community justice. And the fact that, there are people who are in and out of prison too often does suggest that it's not working all that successfully. Now, there are amazing people functioning in the prison service, and there are great things happening, like this radio service. And building up all that is one way of making prison work towards people identifying those good choices they can make. But at the moment, I think the whole thing feels very, very overcrowded, very overloaded. And there's got to be a question there. It's very expensive as well. Maybe that's the argument that'll win the day.
Dr. Williams, you just mentioned the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is something that the government is talking a lot about these days. For those of you who don't know, restorative justice is a process where criminals meet the victims of their crimes. What do you think about the idea of restorative justice?
I think restorative justice is a really important idea. It's not something you can force people into. But when people are brought up against the results of what they've done, face to face, and have to see it not in the abstract, but somebody else who's been injured, who's been affected by their actions, it's a big growing point. And when you can get people together really intensely like that, it can be amazing. I met somebody a little while ago, and this is an extraordinary story. It's a couple whose son had been murdered, and they talked to me about the experience of meeting their son's murderer, and how for all of them it had been just a breakthrough that you couldn't have imagined. Incredibly painful, but really important. Now, at every level, I think to help people see the consequences of what they've done is important. Restorative justice, bringing people face to face with victims, that's part of it. You can't, as I say, push it. You can't manipulate people. But there's got to be the opportunity, and I think there's got to be help and training in helping it happen.
The government is also talking about prisoners doing more work, 40-hour weeks and etc. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think, what we were talking about a bit earlier, about the sort of work environment, one of the worst things that can happen is people coming out of custody into an environment where they're not used to operating in the same kind of atmosphere as other people in work. To have some preparation for that, I think, is really important. Again, it's part of the choices, part of the dignity, part of the citizenship agenda here.
I want to ask you about one of the big events last year when Prince William married Kate Middleton. What was it like? Because you commanded the ceremony and so forth.
That's right.
Were you nervous? Was it nerve-wracking? In fact, the whole family, the celebrities, the millions of viewers that you knew that before you?
Well, I think the great event which my family will remember that day is that I gave up my place in the lavatory queue to Victoria Beckham. So that's my claim to fame.
Is there any message that you'd like to give to the people listening on a general basis?
I think I'd like to go back to what I was saying about choices. You may think that in prison there aren't many choices to make. Actually, there are. You know, moment by moment, the choices that make you a bit more human or a bit less human, make you a bit more open, a bit less open, a bit more understanding, a bit less understanding. And I think one of the great jobs that this radio service does is to remind people they've got those choices, they've got the capacity to turn things around for themselves, bit by bit, bit by bit. It doesn't happen overnight. But getting those choices right and getting the vision that helps you along and getting the friends alongside who really encourage that, that's the message I want to leave. And also, you know, it's worth it because of who God sees in you. Not what your neighbours see, not what society sees, not even what you see, but what God sees in you.
And finally, just before you go, Archbishop, you spent the morning here with us at National Prison Radio. What do you think about what we're doing here?
I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea. I think that to give people the chance to open up their relationships in this way through the radio, open up their possibilities in this way, it's a great gift, and I really want to encourage it as much as I can.
Thank you very much. I'm everybody here at National Prison Radio.